We've been saying this for probably the last 2 or 3 years, since the run-up in prices in 2008, largely contingent on what we see the environment that's generating these high prices, which is primarily generated from high energy prices on the one hand, which is affecting both input costs and also demand for biofuels on the other side. That's one factor. The underlying factor probably is rapid growth in emerging countries in Asia and South America, which is putting upward pressure on the demand for food and feed. And finally, we see that productivity growth in agriculture has been slowing lately, and we don't see that picking up despite the fact that there's a lot of potential for higher supplies from developing countries in particular where there are large yield gaps.
So who will benefit from the higher prices and who will suffer?
Certainly net food producers will be clear beneficiaries, literally globally. Where price transmission from international markets to domestic markets is actually efficient, producers will benefit clearly from this, and we should see some considerable, in some cases, supply response to these high prices. Now, certainly higher costs, particularly fertilizer costs and input costs, other input costs, will bite into this response, so it will limit the response in many countries by producers. Those hurt, of course, are the net food buyers, certainly in cities and urban communities, but also even in rural settings where people who work for farmers or people who are working in the rural area will pay higher food prices and they will lose. Some of them very poor, unfortunately.
Now, we've seen in recent years and months higher food prices contributing to instability in some countries. Does that remain a risk factor?
Certainly it does. It's much muted right now because, fortunately, we've had very decent crops and supply disposition situation for rice. It looks okay. The major commodity that's currently being affected is corn or maize, and its prices are certainly higher than they were before. But that's mostly a feed grain crop, by and large, although it does have knock-on effects to the other commodities, and they're high too. Fortunately, rice, which is a major food security crop in Asia and parts of Africa, is not so much affected this time.
Now, as you know, the G20 agricultural ministers are meeting in Paris next week. Do you believe this issue will be discussed?
Certainly it is. This is fundamental to the issue. In fact, we covered this issue of volatility last year in our report, and we covered it again in this year's report, primarily for this reason, that our last year's report got us into this and got our organizations, OECD and FAO, working very well together trying to find some solutions. And the solutions being proposed are right in line with what we're saying, and that is we need to increase productivity growth, in particular in developing countries, and we need to get greater information, market information from countries so that we know actually what's going on, so that those doing the buying and trading can have a better access to market information as they make their decisions. Certainly policy coherence amongst countries who have been putting on export restrictions, etc., for fear that prices would be heading up, also has tended to make things worse. So we're right in sync, I think, with the meeting next week, and we're hopeful that this will lead to some positive conclusions for policy decision makers.